Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. So excited. Great topic, and I'm very interested in it myself, so therefore I'm excited. Excited for you, because I know that a lot of business people listen to this program. So, hey, this show's for you, and the show is very interesting because we're going to be talking with Leon Shapiro, who is on the line with us, and he's written the book. This is really exciting. I'm already starting to bounce a little bit in my chair here. The Power of Peers, How the Company You Keep Drives Leadership Growth and Success. And let me get Leon introduced, and we'll get him on, and you'll see why I'm excited. Leon is the author. I mentioned that, and he has a great long history, very steeped in business in a lot of different operations. He served as the CEO of Vistage Worldwide from 2013 to 2016. Prior to that, from 2007 to 11, Senior Vice President, Strategy and Operations at Warner Music Group. And then prior to that, 05-06, served as a Group President for the NPD Group, Global Provider of Consumer and Retail Information. And then in 1989 to 2004, there's a lot here. So Leon was the Gartner Inc. leading provider of research analysis of global information technology industry, where he served as the president. And he's just been very involved with business. And you'll see that really develop as we get into the topic. And we're pleased to have Leon with us. So let me jump in here. Leon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
Thank you. I kind of got to help myself because I'm a little effusive here. I'm excited about having you on because I feel like you wrote the book for me, The Power of Peers, How the Company You Keep Drives Leadership Growth and Success. So in doing the work I do, having been a small business owner for the last 19 years, I can relate so well to a lot of what you talk about in the book. And small business owners, we're out here, we're doing our thing. A lot of us wear multiple hats, or at least we start out with a whole closet of hats. And over the years, we try to get other people to wear some of those hats for us. But it's very easy for us to feel isolated. And that's why I'm excited to talk to you and help me understand and fellow business people listening to this program, the value of maybe being in a peer group or getting involved with other peers and how in the world to do that. So welcome and help me.
Yeah, David, thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. And this book arose out of a personal experience. Like you, in running companies and in being an executive, I found it incredibly lonely. They say it's lonely at the top for CEOs for a good reason. It really is. And it makes perfect sense when you think about it. You're surrounded by your management team, people you work with, your advisors, your accountants, your lawyers, if you happen to have a board of directors, all of whom have some sort of a vested interest in your business and are somehow tied to the outcome of any conversation they're having with you or advice that they've given you. So, for example, your management team, you know, may not want to tell you the things that you really need to hear, but rather they want to tell you the things that they think you want to hear.
Yeah.
May talk about issues or problems you're having in your business to your board that you would couch in positive terms because you don't want to seem to be weak,
right,
or seem like you don't have all the answers. And a peer group is really a place, a diverse set of people and executives that you can go in a trusted and safe environment, and their only priority in life is to help you reach successful decisions, to help you understand and untangle and see opportunities from a perspective that you otherwise may never get a chance to see.
Wow. That sounds like it just fell off the Christmas tree. I mean, that's a wonderful thing, and I think all of what you said I can certainly relate to, and I'm sure a lot of our business people listening can relate to that. And there, it's interesting because when you look at people in business who are running businesses or even have leadership businesses, this isn't just for CEOs. You know, there's obviously many levels to any company, especially larger companies, and people in other positions as well are in the same boat where they have, maybe it's not the board of directors they're talking to directly, but they have their superiors and they have people underneath them. And you hit it very well by saying that people have an interest in that conversation. There is something at play, and you can't get all, not that people want to lie to you, but they just they can't separate that other element to what they're going to talk to you about.
That's absolutely right, David. I mean, what we talk about is it's very hard to get objective advice or people who will really question your thinking and challenge your thinking, but in a very supportive and caring way. We use the word in these groups very often called carefrontational. And carefrontational really is being confrontational, in other words, challenging people, you know, are you thinking about the right thing? That doesn't sound like it's right. Are you missing something? And at the same time, being caring to say, you can do this, and here are examples. And by the way, there are 15 other people in this room, you know, many of whom have gone through this same thing before. So you get the support, but you also get this confrontation. One of the rules for these groups really is, if you see something, say something.
Oh, okay.
And so peer groups are for players, they're not for spectators. And that's what makes them really so powerful.
Interesting. Well, in the absence of something like that, you know, when you talk about, we talk about isolation, you know, of course, you know, the executives and other business people involved who are suffering from this isolation, you know, a lot of them don't, you know, just accept that. I mean, they try to reach out. And so the natural thing, of course, is they try to reach to what? Friends, family. And, you know, friends, of course, you know, maybe they're not business people. Maybe they are. Maybe it's not a safe environment, maybe for whatever reason. And then family, depending on who it is, you know, are parents going to maybe have the same kind of ability to be carefrontational, or is it going to be, you know, you'll figure it out? And I mean, so there's challenges with all those other alternatives, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely, David, there are. And in fact, I'll take my own personal situation. My wife, Debbie, who is incredibly supportive, and you need that. This is not a replacement for any of that. And Debbie will be very supportive and say, Leon, you can do this. You know how to do this. And you absolutely need that. And I also need the experience of 15 other executives who I meet with once a month who have been through similar issues and can not just say, you can do this, but we can really get under the covers and say, well, how are we going to do it? What are the options? What have you done that's similar to this? How have you solved for these problems? And so now you're getting actionable advice. And, you know, the beauty of it is I also leave those meetings where I know that I've asked 15 other peers of mine to spend time working through my issue with a great sense of accountability. And so I'll leave that meeting saying, you know what, I heard you, I heard the five things you told me, here are the two things I'm going to go and do. And when I show up the next month, they're going to ask me what I've done and how it's gone.
Right.
And so that accountability in a very supportive way is phenomenally powerful.
That's interesting. Well, and the other thing I was thinking about, Leon, and this is from personal experiences, there's only so much capacity that somebody has who is that friend, family, especially family. And you know, my wife has also been there to support me in my work with, you know, a small business doing the work I do. And, you know, the financial industry, of course, has been through a series of changes, cycles, evolutions, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, she's heard plenty over the years of things I'm thinking about, but there's only so much capacity there because, you know, she's got her own things and she's not really, you know, she's not a business person. I mean, she, you know, has a business mind, I think, but she's not a business person. So there's a capacity there that I have to be sensitive to and her needs and, you know, a peer group. I mean, you know, that's that what you're describing sounds like it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, David. And as well-intentioned as your friends, your spouse, everyone is, with the greatest desire to give you the best advice possible, it still is one person's perspective and point of view as opposed to 14 or 15 other people who sit in the same seat that you sit in every day. And so they know what it's like to run a company. And while they may not be running the same business as you as yours, they may not have a radio station, they may not have a media outlet, but they're dealing with a lot of those issues are the same. You know, financial issues, cash flow, people issues. And then there's the whole side of it that is personal. Because
right.
The reality is, for people like you and I, and many of your listeners, I would suspect, who are deeply steeped in either their own or someone else's business, the dividing line between personal issues and business issues is not black and white today. We have had many members in groups who, God forbid, have been taken ill with a serious illness. You know, if you're diagnosed with cancer or something, that becomes a real business issue.
Sure, absolutely.
As well as a personal issue. You know, how do I manage my business? How do I go through this emotionally and mentally myself? And that support network is absolutely invaluable. And when you really think about it, it stretches back a long, long way. It's a natural thing for us as human beings to want to do. And so the peer groups that we talk about is simply an extension or a more intentional way of going about what we do naturally.
Very good.
It dates all the way back to Benjamin Franklin, who, you know, had a group every Friday night that used to meet in a tavern called the Junto. And, you know, they would get together and discuss the local issues of business, the local issue of politics. And it had a little bit of structure to it. But really, it's all about this desire and need and the strength of being together with some peers and being able to help you through those issues.
Interesting. Benjamin Franklin, still impacting our world a couple hundred years later. Impacting our world today, Leon Shapiro has with his book, The Power of Peers, How the Company You Keep Drives Leadership, Growth, and Success. Got to go to the website, thepowerofpeers.com. Don't forget thepowerofpeers.com. We'll have to grab a quick break. Come right back with Leon. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. You need to find one who has a greater education with advanced degrees and professional certifications. One with multiple licenses offering a wide range of solutions. One who's independent and discloses his fee structure, like independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, certified financial planner, personal financial specialist, and chartered financial consultant. With 24 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial for a one-on-one meeting with David at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
And we are back. Leon Shapiro on the line with me, and he's written the book, The Power of Peers, How the Company You Keep Drives Leadership, Growth, and Success, thepowerofpeers.com. A lot of great resources there, and you can check out some of the groups you might want to get involved with, and there's an application and all that right there. You can check it out, and I took a quick look, Leon, I will confess. You've got a couple of interesting groups on there that I've already thought was worth taking a look at and exploring, but your book is, I'm looking forward to reading this myself, and I get a lot of books sent to me, and I can't get to all of them, but this one definitely I need to get into and read. It's a great start. We get to thinking about all the, I think, the ways we could really leverage this relationship. It's really what you're talking about before the break is, you know, this relationship you have with other people that are in a similar situation and being able to really, you know, tap into that and all the value that can bring to somebody's life and their perspective and doing the work they do.
No, that's right, David. And it really is about who you surround yourself with matters. I start the book out as an introduction with the story of my wife and I sending my daughter Danielle off to high school. And I turned to Debbie and I said, you know, we've lost the ability to parent Danielle for the next 4 years.
Mm.
And what I really meant by that is high school kids are primarily shaped and informed by the company they keep and the peer group that they end up with throughout high school, and it makes a big difference to their lives.
Sure.
And so, you know, we chose to be actively involved in who Danielle's friends were and making sure we had an open house that was very safe and well-stocked with food. And, you know, those are friends that she has for life. But we watched as they interacted and as a peer group really guided each other. And so those same natural things that we do as kids, those translate into the business world. And all the book is really saying is learn to take those throughout the course of your career and life. And the power of peers and the way we talk about groups is just an intentional way of doing that, but it's a natural activity and action that we all do.
I have to ask the question, Leon, how many times, because this is in my brain, and you tell me how, I know I'm not alone, you tell me how often have you had business people say to you or other folks involved with this project that, you know, I feel like I don't really have any mentors, I don't feel like I have anybody I can really talk to about my specific business issues or things I'm trying to figure out, so therefore I have to kind of be a guy in a cave and have to figure this out on my own.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point, David. So what we find very often with leaders, with CEOs, with small business owners, is there is a natural inherent belief that we are supposed to know everything. We're supposed to be strong. We're the leader. We're supposed to be knowledgeable about everything. And so in doing that, seeking help, which you could put this as in a category of seeking help, appears to convey a sense of weakness. And the reality is just the opposite is true. And so having a place where you can test your thinking, we often talk about these groups as a place that you don't go to get your questions answered, you go to get your answers questioned. And the difference in the reality is for most of us, we have what we believe to be the right answers, or
right.
We have a gut sense of what's correct. And
right.
Having a place where we can go and talk about it freely, openly, you know, and under complete transparency with a group of people who are only going to test and question our assumptions and help you get to the best answer for yourself is absolutely invaluable. And what we find is many of our business owners stay in these groups on average for 7 years.
Wow. Okay.
And for many of them, once they move on, they really don't want to give up their group because they've found a place where they really can be themselves.
Interesting.
And they've found a place where people are giving opinions, giving thoughts, interacting with you in a non-judgmental, safe environment. And for a lot of us, there's nowhere else we can get that.
Well, that's exactly it. And so with that, I think we have sufficiently teased the business executives out there who are saying that like I am, wow, how can I, what's my first step here? I mean, I guess one of the things is what are some of the basic guidelines that CEOs and executives should follow or business people that are interested should follow when they're selecting a peer group to try to find,
yep.
You know, to find one to join?
Yeah. So there are multiple peer groups out there. I was CEO of a company called Vistage, which happens to be one of the largest organizations in the world for running peer groups. In the book, though, we really focus on the five areas. In order to select the right group, there are five things that you want to focus on.
Okay.
And those five things, number one is select the right peers. So find true peers who share your commitment to excellence and have sat in the same seat as you. Find a group that, number two, has a safe environment, an atmosphere that's judgment-free with open dialogue. Number three is we would recommend joining a group that has a smart guide. Think of that as a facilitator or a mentor, someone who can just effectively facilitate the conversation so that it actually ends up in some tangible, actionable advice. Number four is a group should really have a process that encourages rich and meaningful conversations. And what we mean by that was what I mentioned earlier. You want a group of players, not a group of spectators, people who participate, who know how to listen and know how to give advice.
Hmm.
And then fifth, a group has to be accountable for shared expectations, knowing and understanding that you'll do what you say you will do. And so those are the five areas or the five factors that for us would make a very effective group. And there are lots of groups out there,
sure.
Certainly on the website, thepowerofpeers.com. You can see them. We have a lot of groups in Florida. there are many other groups that have affinities along the lines of other things, demographics, gender, right. religion, etc. For the business world, though, we really would recommend a group that has those five factors, because that's critical to success.
Absolutely. Well, and the couple of questions, you know, I read on the website, thepowerofpeers.com, that with Vistage, what they do is it's a monthly meeting. Is that how it's set up?
There are monthly meetings,
okay.
And there are other groups for key executives that may be less than monthly. It is important to meet relatively frequently. It doesn't have to be once a month. There are certainly ones that meet a little less frequently. We actually find for our groups that do meet once a month, they very often are interacting with each other even between meetings.
I was going to ask that. So the meetings that are held, I think I'm getting the message that for the interaction, it needs to be in person. Even though we have wonderful online and internet and, you know, Skyping and all that, this needs to be an in-person meeting, correct?
Yeah, for the most part, an in-person meeting, but many of the other value and advantages that you get out of belonging to a community, in the case of Vistage, there are 20,000 members around the world, so you have the added opportunity to tap into the knowledge of a lot more people than the 15-odd people in your group. There is a repository of great information, what people have done before. There are connections and contacts in many parts of the world. There are networks around specific issues. For example, one of the big issues for people is a succession plan. If you have a family business, passing it on to your children or relatives, or selling the business. And those are things that have been tackled many, many times before. And so in addition to your group, you have the opportunity to tap into a lot of that repository of knowledge.
Interesting. Well, sounds very good. Leon Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, The Power of Peers, How the Company You Keep Drives Leadership, Growth, and Success. That's the book. You can check that out at thepowerofpeers.com. And of course, learn lots more about if you want to get involved with a group of peers. And we've got more to ask Leon, but we need to grab another quick break. We'll be right back.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And welcome back. Leon Shapiro on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Excited to talk with him, giving us some really interesting perspective on The Power of Peers. And that is the website, thepowerofpeers.com, and the book, The Power of Peers, How the Company You Keep drives leadership, growth, and success. And let's talk about growth, Leon, because, you know, for the business owners out there listening to this interview, we've got a couple minutes left, and I want to really hit another final key point, and that is that, you know, every business wants to grow and or be more profitable. More profitable, of course, but how they get there is a question. And so this peer advantage we've been talking about and being able to have a candid conversation and get feedback and get my answers questioned, you know, the underlying goal here is a development of the business. Have you found with these groups and the things you talk about in the book that this can help businesses accelerate their growth and also maybe make it better quality growth, more diversified, less dependent on any one specific line of business, those kinds of things? Do you have that? And if you do, can you give me an example?
Yeah, absolutely, David. That's one of the most powerful things about these businesses. And that's why selecting the right group of peers is so important. Growth is ultimately one of the biggest things for people in business, especially small business owners. And we define growth in the book on two axes primarily. The growth of your business in what we would typically expect, just growth in size, in revenue, in sales. And there's some great data around on how much faster and larger businesses where a leader participates in a peer group grow compared to their similar businesses. Secondly, and as importantly, though, is the growth of the person as an individual, as a leader. And here we see some phenomenal growth, both on how to lead a group, or how to lead a business, excuse me, but also on a personal level of just being a more balanced person and having this perspective from 15 other people. And so we have some terrific examples, some of them in the book and many others on the website, of people who joined a group for one reason and really stayed for another. One of our members who joined a group because he had decided he wanted to sell his business. The business was worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 million. He'd worked 14 years, I believe, to build that business up. And so he joined with a very short-term vision in mind, and the smart guide of that group knew better. And once he got into this group and people started questioning him, you know, why he wanted to sell, what he thought he could do, and made him realize that if he spent the next 5 years doing certain things, exposing his business to new channels and an international play in this case, he could do far better. And he, in fact, did that and 10 years later sold his business for nearly $50 million.
Good grief. Well, I tell you what, Leon, we'll have to leave it right there and get people to go to the website and get your book to learn more and how the story ends on these kinds of things. The Power of the Peers, powerofpeers.com. The Power of Peers, how the company you keep drives leadership, growth, and success. I'm intrigued, Leon. Very interesting subject. Glad you sent the book to me, and I'm going to check out the website, and we'll recommend our listeners do as well. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.